This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about who God is, because the Bible says that unless you know who God is, it's impossible to please him. Where does it say that? Well, that's my interpretation of Hebrews 11:6. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is. Well, faith only comes by hearing the word of God. Unbelief comes from hearing what men say. Unbelief comes from looking at circumstances, but faith comes by hearing the word of God. So without knowing who God is from the word of God, it's impossible to please him. That's the way it works in every area of our life. The Bible says that God wants to supply all of our needs. You have to know that, and you have to believe it, and you have to receive it. You have to do your part. Your part is hearing and believing and acting like you heard and believed. The Bible says the Lord is my healer. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. The Bible says the Lord is my victory. The Bible says, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph. King James says causes us, but that's not right. It's leads us. Well, you have to follow. You have to know he's leading you in triumph. Some people think he's leading you into poverty. He's leading you into sickness. He's leading us into early death. No. God is love. God is good. God is merciful. God is kind. God is compassionate. God is good only. You know, God spoke to Jonah, and he said, Jonah, go down to Nineveh to your arch enemies. The Ninevites were the enemy of Israel, the enemy of the Jew, the enemy of Jonah. And Jonah, of course, ran away because he did not want God to help the Ninevites. Here's what Jonah knew. The Bible says, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, one who relents from doing harm. Now think about that. Jonah said, I knew that you were gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. That's our God. That's the God that we serve. Psalm 103. What did David know? Verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You mean there's a benefit besides going to heaven? Well, David lists some here. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Oh, God doesn't do that anymore. No, God is immutable. God is changeless. If you've been told that God doesn't heal today, then you've been told by someone who doesn't believe the Bible. When it comes to changeability, God cannot change. His word is forever settled in heaven. You need to come to our healing school on Thursday nights and find out what the Bible says about God being your healer. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. God doesn't bring destruction. God delivers us from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. If it isn't good, it isn't God. Who is it? It's your adversary. It's your own flesh. Verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. God is not against us. God is for us. Verse 11, For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. That's what David knew. That's the God that we serve. Verse 17 says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his commandment, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Psalm 145 is one of my favorite psalms, especially verse 8. Listen to this. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and tender mercies are over all his works. Some people think God does evil works, God does bad things. Jesus, who was God in the flesh, went about doing good. He never went about doing bad. He never went about stealing. He never went about killing. He never went about lying. Tender mercies are over all his works. Psalm 145, 17, the Lord is righteous in all of his ways and holy in all of his works. The Lord is near unto all them that call upon him and all that call upon him in truth. You need to know from the Bible who God is so that you can receive from God which pleases God. The Bible says God takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. Now the wicked are going to be destroyed, but as a last resort, not because God wants to, because God has to. He takes no pleasure in the destruction of the wicked. And when you take pleasure in the destruction of the wicked, guess what? You're not walking with God. You're not in agreement with God. How can two walk together unless they're in agreement? And it's easy to get so angry at people that you'd like to see things happen. The Lord is gracious. You know, I looked up that Hebrew word gracious. You know what it says? It says gracious. What it says. So I looked it up in an English dictionary, and they say it means kind and courteous. God is kind. God is courteous. He's gracious. Usually people that are gracious, they're humble, they're meek, they're pleasant. You know, lost people in the world just have this picture of this tyrant, just this unapproachable being. But they don't have a picture of someone who's holy and lovely and gracious and meek and kind. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, kindness, self-control. Those are all attributes of God. Those are attributes of the born-again human spirit after the Spirit of God has regenerated us. The Bible says, be imitators of God and walk in love. You know, it's not going to be easy for God to end this thing mentally, emotionally. Physically, it'll be easy. But he doesn't want to. God doesn't want to see millions of people go to hell. He's full of compassion, gracious. He's long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Slow to anger, full of compassion, full of righteousness, loving kindness. I love that scripture in Hebrews 13:6, but we also find a similar one in the Old Testament. I'll read the one in the Old Testament first. It says, behold, this is David, God is my helper. Hebrews 13:6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. God wants you to say it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Declaring, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. God is our helper. He will not only help us, he'll help us in every area and venue of life. You know, my prayer in Vietnam was, God, my first prayer was, God, please get me out of here with my arms and my leg. And then I threw that prayer out eventually, and I said, God, just get me out of here alive. Now, I never intended him to do it the way he did it. But frankly, I'd much rather he did it the way he did it than have to go through a year of that and then come home. Amen? Because it's a lot harder, if you've been in the mud hole for a year, it's a lot harder to get the dirt off you, a lot harder to recover. Just trust God. See, I didn't try to tell God how to do it, thank God. You know, God, you got to do this. No, not that, this. God is good. God knows. God's got it planned out. You can trust God, and it'll be right, and it'll be right on time. Amen? God doesn't want us to be fearful or fretful or have any anxiety. See, the Bible says we're to enter into rest. The Lord is my shepherd. That's rest. Amen? Suppose those sheep every day went up to the shepherd and said, now, do you really know what you're doing? Do you have a clue of where we're going? Or what am I going to eat tomorrow? Jesus said, you know, God takes care of the sparrows and the flowers. Just cool it. Trust Him. Amen? God is good. God is everything good and perfect. Perfectly. Everything about God is perfect. You know, Randall Greer said something in his last newsletter, just a little blip. And he said 2014 was just like God said. And then he said something about 2015 will be good for those who walk with God, but apparently not for others. Something like that. Well, we need to be walking with God. We need to be in fellowship with God. We need to be praying. Bible says, pray without ceasing. Amen? We need to, in everything, we need to turn to God. We need to be sober and we need to be vigilant. And we need to trust God and obey God. And for goodness sakes, when you miss it, ask forgiveness. He's not going to beat you. He's just and righteous to forgive you. You don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. Father, we thank You for who You are, for just every good and perfect thing that You are.
Thank You for the privilege of speaking to you today. I'd like to either announce to some of you or remind others that beginning January 8th, that's a Thursday night, we're going to have healing school. This school does not have tuition. The Bible says, freely you've received, freely give. Starting the second Thursday in January, and throughout 2015, we're going to have healing school beginning at 7 p.m. And I encourage you to get in on it from the very beginning, because we're going to lay a foundation. And we're going to start with the basic foundation that you need to know first. We're going to be teaching about healing. We're going to be praying for the sick. We're going to be seeing people healed. God is a healer. And He wants His people to know that He's a healer. And we are going to equip you to receive healing and take that message to others. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.